Alquist, Ashburn, Benoit, Calderon, Cedillo, Cogdill, Corbett, Correa, Cox, Denham, Desaunier, Duchaney, Dutton, Flores, Hancock, Harmon, Hollingsworth, Huff, Kehoe, Leno, Liu, Lowenthal, Maldonado, Negrete McLeod, Oropesa, Padilla, Pavley, Romero, Runner, Simidian, Steinberg, Strickland, Walters, Wiggins, Walk, Wright, Weiland, Yee.
Okay.
Mr. President, a quorum is present.
Okay. Members, a quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and the gallery please rise? We'll be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Rabbi Moni Elfi, after which please remain standing and we will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Leno.
Good morning. Keshavan Nair, a noted scholar and business advisor, teaches that with courage you will dare to take risks, have the strength to be compassionate, and the wisdom to be humble. Courage, he teaches, is the foundation of integrity. May the Holy One bless us with courage, strength, compassion, wisdom, and most of all, integrity. May this be God's will. Amen.
Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Members, privileges of the floor. There are no messages from the governor, no message from the assembly. Reports of committees will be waived, and we are now under motions, resolutions, and notices. I believe Senator Denham has a SCR 7 that has been approved by rules. Senator Denham here?
He's not,
here yet.
He's not present yet.
Okay. What do we do? Where's Senator Weiland? Is he here?
He's here. He's standing here.
Senator Weiland?
Oh, thank you.
Senator Anastat, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President and members, I would like to adjourn in the memory of James Elm Sweat of Redding, California, who passed away in January of this year. He was 88 years old. Mr. Sweat, a former Marine, was awarded 2 Purple Hearts, 8 Distinguished Flying Cross Medals, and 21 Air Medals for his combat duty during World War II. As a 22-year-old, he was awarded the Medal of Honor for shooting down 7 enemy bombers within a 15-minute period. Lieutenant Sweat unhesitantly hurled his 4-plane division into action against a formation of 15 enemy bombers and personally exploded 3 hostile planes in mid-air in the first 2 minutes. Although separated from his division while clearing the heavily concentration of anti-aircraft fire, he attacked 6 more enemy bombers, engaged the first 4 in turn, and unaided, shot them all down. He was shot down twice during his combat service. The first time he received a broken nose was rescued by the Coast Guard, and the second time he spent 4 days on a rubber raft in the ocean, surviving on chocolate bars until he was rescued by natives. He is survived by his wife, Vera, 2 sons, 3 grandchildren, and 4 great children. I ask that we adjourn and have a moment of silence for this hero of America, war veteran James Elms Sweat.
Member Senator Anastat had asked for a moment of silence. Senator Wyland, you're recognized at your desk.
Mr. President, I rise this morning to adjourn in the memory of former Assemblyman Robert Frazee. Bob Frazee, who represented Carlsbad and North San Diego County in the 74th District, was a representative from 1978 to 1994, before term limits. He was known as an open-minded voice of moderation who was always striving to achieve two simple goals: to pass good legislation and look after the best interest of his constituents. He graduated from Oceanside Carlsbad High School, joined the Marine Corps at Cap Pendleton, and joined the family business, which is a flower business, when that was it still is a big business in North County, and it was even bigger then. While in public office, he fought tirelessly for taxpayers, small business owners like himself, and agriculture, but always remained level-headed and soft-spoken. This guy was a true gentleman in another era. There's one story here he told me which is not in the notes here, and that is that under Willie Brown, he was for a while the chair of the local government committee. Willie had an understanding that that was fine, but occasionally he needed a certain vote. And on one occasion, the speaker told Bob, you know, Bob, on this particular bill, this is the vote I need. And Bob, being the kind of guy that he was, said, you know, Mr. Speaker, I can't do that. Here's why, and not on this bill. So the speaker said, fine. They held a meeting. Bob did not vote the way the speaker indicated. I think he voted no. He got back to his office, and there was a message awaiting him. He was no longer chair of that committee. And it was understood in those days, though, even that, though that occurred, that it was a very gentlemanly and a house that was devoted to getting the job done, and that was Bob's approach to that. He passed away while on a cruise ship. He loved traveling. He was there with his family. He spent 18 years serving this state, and I ask to adjourn with a moment of silence.
Member Senator Wyland has asked for a moment of silence. Members, we're back on motions and resolutions. Recognize Senator Denham.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent to withdraw SCR 7 from Rules Committee and take off without reference to file.
Okay. Any objection, members?
Okay. Senate concurrent resolution number 7 by Senator Denham relative to kidney cancer.
Members, SCR 7 would proclaim the month of March 2009 as Kidney Cancer Awareness Month. This type of cancer is relatively unknown and yet is one of the most common cancers among both men and women. Every year, more than 54,000 people in the United States are diagnosed with kidney cancer. The National Kidney Foundation supports this measure, and I ask for your aye vote.
Members, any discussion on the resolution? Secretary, please call the roll.
Onestad? Aye. Alquist? Aye. Ashburn? Aye. Benoit? Aye. Calderon? Aye. Cedillo? Cogdill? Aye. Corbett? Aye. Correa? Aye. Cox? Aye. Denham? Aye. Desaunier? Aye. Duchaney? Aye. Dutton? Aye. Flores? Aye. Hancock? Aye. Harmon? Hollingsworth? Aye. Huff? Aye. Kehoe? Aye. Leno? Aye. Liu? Aye. Lowenthal? Aye. Maldonado? Aye. Negrete McLeod? Aye. Oropeza? Aye. Padilla? Aye. Pavley? Aye. Romero? Runner? Aye. Simidian? Steinberg? Aye. Strickland? Aye. Walters? Aye. Wiggins? Aye. Wolk? Aye. Wright? Aye. Wyland? Yee. Ye aye, Wyland. Weiland, aye.
Ayes 35, no sent, Mr. President.
Members, ayes 35. Motion passes. I'd like to recognize the pro tem at his desk under item 2, governor's appointments.
Thank you very much. Mr. President, would like to take up the nomination of Deidre Lowe as a member of the Workers' Comp Appeals Board. Ms. Lowe is qualified, has practiced workers' comp law for many years. She received a 5-0 vote out of the committee. There was a significant discussion during the course of her confirmation hearing about the lack of progress when it comes to increasing benefits for those workers who are personally disabled. And while Ms. Lowe's not responsible for that, I want to make it clear on the floor, as we did in the Rules Committee, that that is a major priority for us as we move forward. Ask for an aye vote on this nominee. Again, it was 5-0 in rules.
Members, is there any objection for substituting the previous roll call, adding Senator Cedillo and Senator Yee? Okay, seeing hearing none.
Ayes 36.
Noes none. Let's move on to Senator Steinberg. Next item, item 3, Senate third reading file. The pro tem has been recognized.
Thank you very much.
Senate Resolution 12 by Senator Steinberg relative to the standing rules of the Senate for the 2009-10 regular session.
Thank you very much, members. These are the standing rules that establish the committees, essentially, for the Senate. I know that in the Rules Committee there was some concern raised by Senator Onnestad about the issue of the Food Safety and Ag Committee. I know Senator Cogdill and I are in the midst of conversations here to try to provide some reassurance that that Ag is the chair, and I intend will continue to be the primary focus of the committee. We just have not had time to complete all of those conversations due to the budget negotiations. But I would urge a unanimous vote on this measure, and I think everything will be just fine. Thank you. Urge an aye vote.
Members, is there any discussion on this item? Okay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Onnestad? Ahlquist? Aye. Ashburn? No. Benoit? Calderon? Aye. Cedillo? Aye. Cogdill? Corbett? Aye. Correa? Aye. Cox? No. Denham? No. DeSaunier? Aye. DuCheney? Aye. Dutton? Flores? Aye. Hancock? Aye. Harmon? Hollingsworth? No. Huff? Kehoe? Aye. Leno? Aye. Liu? Aye. Lowenthal? Aye. Maldonado? No. Negrete McLeod? Oropeza? Aye. Padilla? Aye. Pavley? Aye. Romero? Runner? Simidian? Steinberg? Aye. Strickland? No. Walters? No. Wiggins? Aye. Walk? Aye. Wright? Aye. Weiland? Yee? Yee. Aye. Negrete McLeod? Aye.
Members, the vote is 22 aye, 7 no. Yes, you did, Senator Steinberg.
Yes.
The motion, the resolution is passed. Senators, there's no further business. I'd like to recognize Senator Steinberg at his desk.
Sorry about that. Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate will stand in recess until 3:30, and not a minute later, at which time the adjournment motion will be placed. We'll reconvene Monday, February the 2nd at 2:00 p.m. Thank you.
Members, the Senate is adjourned.